The Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with your agribusiness update. Citing widespread supply chain problems, four major farm groups are urging EPA not to impose new restrictions on herbicides. According to agrimarketing.com, the American Farm Bureau, American Soybean Association, National Corn Growers Association, and National Cotton Council are concerned about new conditions on herbicides containing dicamba and 2,4-D, saying they strongly urge EPA to avoid greater registration or label restrictions. The group says there's no possible way already stressed supply chains could accommodate a late transition. Senate lawmakers announced the bipartisan Food Security is National Security Act that would give top U.S. ag and food officials permanent posts on the Committee on Foreign Investment. The legislation includes new criteria for reviewing transactions that could result in control of a U.S. ag business by a foreign company. Michigan Senator Debbie Stabenow says as foreign entities continue purchasing U.S. ag companies, American farmers deserve to know these transactions receive proper scrutiny. U.S. and Mexican ag delegates met last week to discuss concerns about recent decisions by Mexico's government to impose arbitrary prohibitions on agricultural biotechnology and certain pesticides. Delegates reaffirmed their commitment that decisions be based on science and established a working group to promote the goal. NASDA President Richard Ball says we must work together to encourage the free flow of food across our borders. With your agribusiness update, I'm Bob Larson.